So, Eric, how did She Came from the Woods all come about? Because obviously there's a lot of nostalgia to like the summer camp style horror films, but what else kind of drew inspiration for the main story in this?
So we were looking at other coming of age movies, 80s movies that weren't just horror because we wanted it to kind of be rooted in that. So just that kind of feel of transitional end of summer, on the cusp of adulthood vibes, to bring some of these characters out and to hopefully just be a good bedrock before the horror elements really start coming in.
And when you talk about coming of age, you really got to nail the casting on that as well. And the main actress in this is phenomenal. Her name escapes me at the moment, but the young camper in the very beginning, she is very good in the film.
Oh,
So,
the young, the opening girl. She's great. Her name's Juliana Davies. Yeah, she's really sweet.
how did the casting process all come about for She Came from the Woods as well? Because you got a lot of good quality actors in this.
Thanks. It starts with friends, for like friends of the film family that have done other stuff with me before, because there's just this built-in trust and workflow there. And I like to be able to give them things that they haven't done before and stuff like that. So we start with that. And then from there, we kind of make short lists of people that we could be interested in or friends of friends to fill in some of the other things. And then some of it is audition based. But really, oh my gosh, my ring light just fell. Hi guys. We like to just build an ensemble. Building is really cool to me. I come from theater, so I just think finding people that are really good but fun collaborators too, who come in with strong ideas and are down to kind of do fun, crazy, interesting things. So it's a mix of talent and stuff they've done before, and just people that can kind of, do overnights in the middle of the woods with us and have a good time.
And how does it feel having She Came from the Woods play at select theaters as well? Because it's actually playing, I guess, about 7 miles away from me right now. So it's
Awesome.
in quite a bit of theater. So how does that feel as well?
It's amazing. I mean, I think it's kind of the thing that we all think about and hope for when we start making movies. So I mean, it feels like, for lack of a better word, it just feels really legit, and it's really it excites me because I like elevating everybody's work in this way and celebrating everybody's work in this way and giving the movie a platform that I think it deserves. I've dropped into a few screenings, and it's just really fun to walk for the group and just kind of see how people get caught off guard by it, and how, when one person starts laughing, everybody realizes it's, okay to laugh at this and get permission. And I just want it to be a fun thing. And I think that's, a beautiful thing about the genres, horror and comedy and adventure, I guess, and things like that, is that there's something that bonds us about it. So I'm excited to, just know that it has been out there, and we continue in it probably a few dozen screens this weekend. So I'm excited to keep sharing it with people.
Right. And you mentioned like you got all these different genres involved, horror, comedy, adventure. And in the horror community, a lot of people don't like it when you mix horror with comedy. So how was it like trying to juggle those two genres into She Came from the Woods as well?
I think it all, for me, just comes from a place of what serves the story and what's going to be fun. So at the center of it is this kind of story about family and legacy and secrets. And sometimes that bubbles up into kind of silly, funny lines, or whether that's a guy saying something really like crappy to somebody, or like a really bad come on, or it's somebody just who having a reaction to a scare the way that this character might. And sometimes it curdles into something really dark or sinister or cruel, and just kind of playing the truth of that situation, but always returning to the family at the center of it.
And you spoke about in the summer movies. What happened to be some of your favorite end of summer coming of age movies? Like, I don't know if you see it on my wall, but I do have the Dazed and Confused poster right there. And of course, there's Red Hot American Summer as well. So what kind of end of summer films do you like going to?
I mean, I think those are great examples. My brother works with somebody who was a teenager in the 80s, and he said that, you know, it really reminds him a lot of Meatballs and just something that is really what we wanted to evoke and capture, is just kind of this wistful longing in the middle of the whole thing, and that people wanting to hang on to something but having to go, and timing and things like that, and then it gets complicated by the arrival of a witch, you know. So
right. So Eric, what's next for you after this, if you don't mind sharing that with us, if you can?
Happy to. We are just wrapping up two things, one very different, one in the genre. The first one's a romance musical teen love story. Very big departure. But it's about a ghost that haunts a house, and the girl falls in love with him, and then they kind of go on a journey to free each other. And then the second one is a murder mystery, masked killer slasher horror movie about a small town on the 300th anniversary of the town. And there's a big mayoral election, and it becomes a hot button political issue, and it gets pretty bloody.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us in Infamous Horror today. It's been really fun, and congratulations on Scene Came from the Woods, and keep us updated on your projects, and I'll be happy to review them for you.